You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Betts with Antonia Colobasanu of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. She's in Bucharest, Romania, which is the front line of the war in Ukraine. Next door, across the Danube, is Moldova, a small state that's continually threatened by the Russian Federation. And Ukraine. So far, Ukraine has asked for help and received it from Romania, especially in terms of getting the grain to market using the Danube. However, at the same time, the new prime minister of Romania, Marcel Ciolacu, is all ears for the dissent that we're all hearing from Ukraine. Recently, the general commanding the Ukrainian forces used the word stalemate. Mr. Zelensky, the president, much refuted this within days, and yet the question remains, what is to be done with the third winter of war? There are doubts in Europe. There are political doubts in Europe, not the least being Germany, where there is a rising party called Alternative for Deutschland that turns its back on the EU, on NATO, on America, and the Ukraine war. There are voices in the United States associated with a leading candidate for the Republican nomination, the former President Donald Trump. And Europe must listen keenly to this, as must Bucharest. So, Antonio, I come to you for a general impression of how Bucharest, your new prime minister, the government, is hearing these doubts voiced the third winter of war as to the futility of Ukraine. What do they say, Antonia?
Well, I will say, first of all, that Romanians, officials or academics or, you know, opinion leaders talking about Ukraine right now have one question on their mind. How much of a fatigue are we talking about when we are talking about the Ukrainian war? And this has two dimensions, I believe. One is that of the Western support for Ukraine. So as you pointed out, how much will Europe support Ukraine? And what is it that we as Europeans can do for Ukraine? And how much fatigue are we talking about when we are talking about the U.S.? Also, there is the matter of elections and campaigning, because while you have elections in the U.S., we will also have elections in Europe. And we are getting on board for a campaign that will also tackle the matter of Ukrainian war. Not to mention that since you've basically mentioned Moldova, we had local elections in Moldova where while the pro-European party has good scores, it's not like they've won the war in a sense. It's not like the pro-Russian factions are really, really losing their stand in Moldova. So it's clearly that there is a sense of fatigue. There is a sense of what else can we do? There is also the question of, how do we deal with the economic problems that will come next? And this is mostly in Romania. I will say that we are very much concerned with what comes next in all scenarios, because considering that we are getting into another winter of war, We were also thinking about what is there left of the Ukrainian economy. And this country is bordering our country. So everything of their economy is going to affect our own stability, our own economy. If we are talking about Ukraine being resilient and eventually winning the war, the West winning the war, we are talking about an effort for reconstruction. And then we have other questions regarding who will come in with the money. What kind of projects do we need to, support primarily for keeping our borders safe, for keeping NATO safe, for keeping the Europeans safe? And then the worst case scenario, what if the Ukrainians are no longer receiving help from the Americans, because it's basically the Americans who have been helping Ukrainians to stand up and fight on the military side of things, at least. And what if Russia wins? What if we will have actually Russia getting the Ukrainian Black Sea coast? What does it mean for us as a NATO member? What does it mean for the European Union? And more importantly, what does it mean for the economy, again, of Ukraine, for this to happen, considering that Russia taking the coastline will basically mean that Ukraine, whatever is left of it, if anything, will no longer be able to trade with the world, because that's, you know, the lifeline for its trade. So these questions are starting to be more public than they've been before. Obviously, you know, analysts like you and I were talking about them even before we got to this, and we saw the fatigue inside of Ukraine, because this is like signaling a sort of a fatigue inside Ukraine and the political problem inside of Ukraine right now. But the very fact that we are discussing this publicly right now, all these questions, is kind of pointing out towards more uncertainty, right, and towards more trouble.
Is the word negotiation mentioned?
It is basically reported as a potential, right, element of the future, but not really. We don't see negotiations coming up soon in Romania. We do see reports from the U.S., but we do not really believe in negotiations in Romania right now.
Oh, Antonio Colobosciano in Bucharest. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.